having sex with two people at pretty much the same time.
Doesn't count as a threesome, though.
No. It's just like you're having an affair.
No. It's
very jealous, like, and the other one's just very
a friend protective. A friend of the young lady I'm seeing now is, she's like very heavily bipolar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like we met a few times, and like I haven't been there.
Funny. I'm just heavily depressive.
Yeah, I haven't met her when she's like going through one of these like episodes. But I've been there on the other end of the phone when it's happening to, like, the girl I'm seeing.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I don't think
what
I can...
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't think I can deal with that. No, I went basic bitch.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think I can handle that. Like, it'd be a little weird. Yeah. But, schizophrenia's a no.
Yeah, you don't deal with the mental issues that well.
No, I'm not. I mean, just stop.
Yeah. Sound like my father. No, oh, you're sad, son. Fucking cheer up.
Did you ever watch Mad TV?
No.
The old television show?
Not really.
There was this great bit on that show with a guy, I forgot who guest starred, but like every time he guest starred, he would just be a shrink. You know, mm-hmm. guest star is a shrink. And they'd be like, well, you know, my mom just died and I can't stop being sad. And he would just look at them and go like, don't. Just stop. Like, he would just yell at them until they were... Eventually, they would just be like, okay. You know? And now, I just do that. Like, I'm just like, no. I don't... No. Stop. Like, I mean, I get like, down in things, but I don't get, like, oh, I hate everyone down. Like, I want people around.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm actually so far past the depression now. I just don't care.
On the upswing, or you're on the downswing now?
I don't know. It's past the downswing. I don't even know where this is. It just stopped. Like, the fucking pendulum swung, hit the ceiling, and it's just hanging. And now, slowly, the gravity's pulling it through the ceiling. So, it might come back through, like, in a full 360 circle.
You have anti-gravity depression? Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Really weird. That's my life.
Yeah. No, fuck, there was something I wanted to talk about.
You made fun of another handicapped person.
Who?
Your girlfriend's friend's dead.
Okay, yeah. I did do that. But, like, that was...
You're on a fucking win-win this week.
It was all in good fun. I met the girl I'm seeing, I met her best friend. And her best friend's parents.
Two guys, one dog.
Yeah, it's hot. Kaylee's loving this. Mm-hmm. I met her best friend this past weekend. And, her best friend's dad is in a wheelchair. I don't know how comfortable they're going to be with like, me talking about this, but like, fuck it. I thought it was funny. I don't know. Probably not.
We haven't said any names.
No. But he's in a wheelchair. I don't exactly know what he has, but I know that it's not that he can't walk like by an accident or anything. It's a sickness.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't do it for very long periods of time. No, I don't think he's like Dr. House or anything, but like, yeah, I mean... Didn't he have polio or something?
I never watched House. I don't watch that shit.
Yeah.
Scrubs. That was the most I did for the medical traumas.
I see. No, yeah, but he's a super nice guy, but he likes to break balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, we were going... We went to this thing, which is actually really fucking awesome, called, like, the Taste of Ackworth.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a bunch of businesses go outside, they set up little stalls. You pay, like, $1 to $4, depending on what you want. And, like, you try, like, different food, and, like, some people are out there, like, selling services and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, this sounds great.
Yeah, it was
services.
Really...
Like,
was
how much was it for a
really cool.
$4, something, I guess.
$4, but it was, like, a 3-second, like, a quick, like, just lick, and then that's it. No, but, they were, like, we were just out there, and this dude's, like, in a wheelchair, and I backed up into him, like, I hit him. And he was like, God, Danny, like, be careful. And I was like, I'm sorry, I just don't care if you're not eye level with me. Like, I was just being a dick. And I wanted, at a certain point, like, somebody Snapchatted it, and I was trying to find it. But, like, at a certain point, there was just chairs everywhere outside. And we found, like, a really comfy office chair. And I decided that I'm going to ride this office chair down the street. And as I'm riding it, I wanted to turn back at the girl whose dad was in a wheelchair and be like, look, I'm your dad. But be really mean, so I didn't do it.
But since when do you pull punches, Danny?
I just met these people. I don't want to be like, hey, look, I'm all crippy like your dad. But like,
holy crip, it's a crapple.
Holy crip, it's a crapple. No, but it was a pretty funny time. It was just ridiculous. I don't know what's going on.
This episode, Danny makes fun of cripples and mentally handicapped people. Not to mention the death.
You did a pretty rough thing the other day. We went to a friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
And
that was an awkward party.
Yeah, and you decided you were going to, like, bother the shit out of a girl? I don't know what happened.
I don't either, man, because, like, I didn't drink. I had, like, 2 beers at this party, maybe 3. And not everyone's drunk. Like, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But your girlfriend's passed out. She's having not a great time.
Right.
Kayla is fucked up. That's the birthday girl. And then these people come in really late, and I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and you are being loud because we're loud, and we make jokes, and, mm-hmm. you know, Andrew's there, so it's starting to turn into our party to where it's just going to be our humor flying everywhere.
Right.
And this girl and her boyfriend or her guy or whatever come in, and she's like, yeah, I want to keep up. I'm going to make jokes. And she says something that's not funny. And she goes, I'd be meaner, but I don't really know you. And, like, you know, your mom might be dead or something. And boom. I just fucking let it fly. Every dead mom joke I have in my arsenal. That I'm like, yeah, my mother's really dead. And everyone just starts nodding. She's like, oh, my God, really? Like, how long ago? Like, about a year, if that. But there was 5 years that she was crippled in a bed, you know, yeah. stroked out and all this shit. She's like, oh, my God. And I just fucking unleash everything. And she starts crying and literally walks out of the party. And Danny's dying laughing at the whole fucking situation. Everyone else is fucking horrified. And I'm just like, you want to talk about my alcoholic father?
That was funny, man.
Yeah, that was funny. Your girlfriend dropped her phone in the toilet.
Right.
Still worked the next day.
It did. It was really funny. Like, she was just kind of amazed. She puked in my car, and I was giving her a ride home. Like, she's probably going to be super embarrassed to hear, like, me tell the story, but, like...
The hangover's a hangover.
Yeah, I know. We're, like, I'm driving her home, and...
Well, that's Roadhead's in it. It's not going to be that embarrassing.
No, Roadhead is not in it. I'm driving her home, and she's like, we're almost there. We literally, like, she lives pretty far away. And I was kind of like, yeah, okay, like, we're almost there. Like, don't worry about it. She's, like, feeling sick, but not saying anything. She's kind of keeping to herself. And then, like, she goes, yep, it's here. And I was like, what? And she's just like, just, you know, I'm sorry. Turn the radio up if you need to. I roll the windows down. I, like, turn the radio up, and she's just, like, booging her head in a bag. And I'm just like, what's going on? Next thing I know, she's just like, okay, I feel slightly better. And I'm like, what? And she's got this bag of puke.
She vomited that quietly?
Yeah. I didn't hear a goddamn thing, man. It was fucking skill.
I just wish you just, like, fucking whipped your pants down, start turning off more.
That's awful.
I'm going to come. Can I come into the puke? Let me come into the puke, please.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, stir your finger through it. Somewhere out there, this is a fetish.
No, I promise you. Somebody's, like, really fucking it. There's, like, one German guy that's really into, like, Americans talking about coming in puke.
He's like, puke's the... Nine,
you didn't.
Auschwitz.
Fuck. No, we got a big Halloween party coming up.
We do. Shit. I actually got to do all the shopping for it tomorrow. Food. I'm going to tell you. Let's be gay for a minute, Danny.
Be gay.
I don't want to do pizza this year. Because this is probably going to be my last party for a good long while.
Pigs in a blanket?
No. I think I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A and do a nugget plate. Get a wing plate done somewhere else.
Yes.
I'm going to get a vegetable tray. And
ooh.
I'm going to buy a keg.
You fancy.
Yeah. I am going to get a keg because I like getting kegs for this party just because it makes me feel like I'm in college.
You only getting one or like you getting...
I'm not getting two, man. No, two was a waste.
That was not a waste. We drank it.
No, we didn't. We drank one. And then for 3 days, I sat on the back porch hugging the second keg with the fucking tap in my mouth. Just going... That's how Honey Boo Boo was in my backyard. Yeah. You did. But I just watched Honey Boo Boo. I'm probably on the show. You just see the man frantically filling up his beer from a keg, watching the shit happen. It was a weird week. But we got it decorated pretty good. It's weird. I'm moving it to the front porch this year, which doesn't care. But
yeah, no, that's kind of strange. It's usually in the kitchen / back porch.
I might do that still. It's just like I got the front area so decked out, like the front yard looking so good for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want people to see it when they come.
I'm a little weary about that just because of the cop police situation.
Yeah. Like, you're right. We'll put it on the back porch.
Yeah, that, like, maybe the back porch is a little slightly better, but you do have more room on the front porch. And it's much cooler out there. Like,
yeah.
I don't mean heat-wise. I just mean, like, it's fun to hang out on the front porch.
It's because it's just a straight square.
Yeah. It's like
perfect. I'd probably do it out back.
Yeah.
But it's shaping up to be okay.
You have an interesting guest list on this thing.
I do. I have some people there coming that it's going to be kind of funny. Hey, yeah. They don't fucking listen, I'll say it. We got I have a friend who's dating a guy that it was completely in love with this one girl that they're like best friends.
Right.
Now, that's long gone. This girl,
they're no longer friends.
No, they're friends, but like he's dating this girl, and he's like he's completely in love with her. He's really into her. She's not so much into him, but she's also really jealous of this other girl.
Yeah,
which kind of pisses me off because I have a lot of female friends, like you know, past Alice and everything. Like there's other female friends, Aaron.
Yeah, no, you're Alex. You're I'm like, friend. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like having it. Like it's like fuck you. If I'm with you, I'm not going to cheat on you.
I'm
not Danny.
What is
I'm
that?
Not going to push a cripple down to fuck a moderately attractive chick. Have to be really hot if I'm pushing a cripple down.
That's not true.
Yeah, you're right. All they have to do is tell me I'm funny and that I write good.
Oh, God, give me a pussy.
Yeah. Can you puke into a bag and jerk off into it? So, both of these people are coming. This chick, we'll call her Stephanie. Because her name is Stephanie. She fucking does not like this chick that's coming.
Okay, because who's the chick that's coming? Can we say her
yeah,
name?
Yeah, Melissa.
Melissa.
Yeah.
All right.
But her and Stephanie's boyfriend have not been around each other in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Are they gonna...
No, because she's like fucking 8 months pregnant and like, I don't know if she's
why
married.
Is she coming to our Halloween party?
To hang out and shit. We need one sober person here. What?
That's my alarm. I have to get ready for work.
It's like you just pointed. I'm like, don't stop the fucking story.
No, keep going.
But they're coming, and it's going to be so awkward, and I'm going to be so drunk, and I'm not going to be able to stop watching it.
Right.
And I'm really excited. What time do you have to start getting ready by?
Like 12:45?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to cut the show short today, but oh well.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll keep talking to myself after you leave.
That's fine. Yeah, I just have to be at work.
But so they're coming. That's going to be really awkward. Allison's coming, and she doesn't really drink, so that'll be fun and awkward. And then...
Right.
The thing really pissed me off. Alex canceled on me.
She's not coming?
Yeah.
Alex and
her and Daniel are not coming. I'm kind of offended by it. they're not coming because of the... What's it called? Give me my words, buddy.
I don't know.
Oh, the drug investigation.
That's why they're not coming?
Yeah, and it's just kind of like... Like, did you fucking think I'm a druggie? I'm not a fucking druggie. Like, fucking believe me. Like, I've looked through the house. Like, trust me.
Yeah.
And it really offends me that, like, I'm kind of being treated like a criminal around my fucking friends, man. Like, that hurts my feelings to where I'm like, look, I make a lot of jokes, but you should understand.
Is there anyone serious. Under 21 that's going to be here?
Yeah, but there's going to be two people under 21, but they're not drinking because they're not staying the night.
Are we positive?
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
It's only, I don't want to get in trouble for some shit.
No. There's not going to be any. I mean, there'll be two people. They're going to be coming to a Halloween party, but not drinking. Probably smoke cigarettes like crazy.
Okay.
Because that's what they use their excuse to.
Oh, my puppy. Baby K. My baby K.
Puppy. We can't get distracted, Danny.
I know.
But it should be fun. I got to get all the food tomorrow.
There was a really funny joke we were going to play on Allison. We're not going to do it now because I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
But what was it that we're going
to... I was going to have you dress up in the same Halloween costume as her.
Yeah.
And just walk in and
well,
be like,
one of us
the
has
fuck?
To change.
And it's funny because she's going to be the Black Swan.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to be the Black Swan.
I'm really disappointed that I lost the best Halloween costume ever, man.
What was it?
I was going to be a Nazi.
You should have.
It just hit me the other day. I'm like, I'm blonde hair, blue-eyed. Shit. Scheiße.
Yeah, no, you called me about that, and I was like, oh my God, you should still turn your mad scientist into a Nazi scientist.
Dr. Mengele.
Yeah, it'd be really funny.
Just be a bro, Dr. Mengele.
Bro Mengele?
Bro Mengele. Well, I have something interesting. I looked down at this little sheet that I keep all of our contact information on.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we didn't do this last episode because you didn't come home till like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And we can still talk about this shit. I just donated to an independent film on Indiegogo or Kickstarter. I forget which one, but you know, one of them. Called Run. It's the guy, Jason Hoover from Jab Pictures.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be loud.
Yeah, it is. That's coming through directly on our...
Yeah.
We live right next to a fire station.
Yeah. Which is really good if you ever get drunk and fall downstairs and think you're dying.
Has that ever happened here?
Yeah. No. Anyway, so there's this movie. It's called Run.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Brian Williams, who is from mostly harmless pictures. Mm-hmm. They're teaming up for this massive underground phenomena. You didn't like the movie as much. It was called Time to Kill.
Yeah, I hated that movie.
Yeah. But you like The Collectives and everything. You like Jason Hoover pretty
well. Those are good, yeah. Those are good.
But it's about Ryan Williams stars in it. I think Jason Hoover's doing more of the film process of it.
Right.
It's about this man who gets broken up with his by his girl and goes cross-country, and they're just filming at different, you know, roadside landmarks on the way, and he's just murdering the shit out of people.
Okay.
All the special effects, Jermaine Cruz from Toe Tag Pictures.
Mm, cool.
So, like, to me, this is, like, this is the fucking dream team of underground horror.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck, I'm going to donate. I've donated, like, $10 to a couple of films on Indiegogo.
Right.
This one, straight up, dude, I threw $200 at it.
Jesus.
Yeah, which is not like me at all, but I did it. And, like, apparently I was the biggest contributor to it. And, like, my name's popping up all over the shit. I'm, like, really happy about it. And it's, like, it's filmed. They've already done it. Like, it's one of those things where I don't have to have that stress of, ah, fuck, they're not going to get it done.
Right.
They're going to fail. So, we should be getting a pretty cool box of swag soon.
Box of swag?
Yeah.
Swag, bitch. No.
So I'm really happy. I feel like I'm part of the film community now by sitting on my ass. I'm a producer.
You're the financial backing?
Yep.
That's funny.
So we got to definitely see that movie.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
We just went to the movies last night.
We did.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done that.
I know.
Kaylee's like all up in your shit right now.
Puppy.
That's my phone again.
Anyway, yeah, we saw Annabelle last night.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You guys can't see this, but Kaylee is going apeshit on Richard right now. She's climbing all over him. This is adorable. I love my dog.
I told you the dog likes me more now.
I love my dog.
You're never here. Ow! I know. She bit me.
She hates me. Huh, babe? You can't stand me no more.
So we saw Annabelle.
Yeah.
And a shit movie in all aspects. Movie.
Yes.
But I got so excited watching it because it was about devil worshippers and Satanists.
Yeah.
God damn, Kaylee.
Kaylee's like coming right up to the mic, like, what up?
Speak! It's just the penitent man.
The penitent man.
This episode's gonna be so weird.
Yeah.
Annabelle was, I loved it because it was about Satanist and devil worship. And
that was,
anytime
that
you do
something.
That to a horror movie, it touches this primal instinct in me as a kid to where I'm like, oh my god, this is terrifying. Show me more.
Yeah. No, it was a weird turn for that movie. Like, I was not expecting it. And then, like, was it like a demon or like a devil that kept showing up?
It was a demon. It wasn't a devil. The devil's red. That dude was black.
Yeah, it was. It was weird looking.
It was creepy. Yeah. That was the one creepy thing about it. I think they downplayed it a lot.
Yeah.
To where I'm like, you just need to bring up cultist and this fucking demon nonstop. Everything else about the fucking doll and about, the ghost story happening? Fuck that. I want more Satanist and more cult and more Satan. Like, that would have made that movie better. I feel like the studio saw the movie and said, no, we have to have it out by next year to go with The Conjuring, have it out during Halloween, and so you need to pull the punches. Like, you can't kill a baby, you can't do this. Like, that movie needed to be dirty, that movie needed to be straight rated R, it needed to have sex in it, it needed to be just
debauchery.
It was
rated R, no.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, what happened that was rated R in that?
There's a murder, like a pretty hardcore straight-up murder.
No.
And then, like, they stabbed a pregnant woman.
Shit. I ain't got my phone with me. But it might have been, but if it was, that was a soft R.
Oh, okay.
I think that needed to be, you know, that needed to be a disgusting movie. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
So it dropped the ball a lot. And I think what it was is it was just the studio's problem trying to make money. And it probably did.
I mean, it was probably pretty profitable. I know it came out against some pretty good movies, though, so...
Yeah.
Like...
You don't go up against David Fincher.
Yeah, I mean, like, Fincher's held off the new Robert Downey Jr. movie and the new big Dracula, like, superhero kind of comic book thing.
Yeah.
Which looks like it would probably make a pretty decent amount of cash, but no, Gone Girl still won, so it was pretty interesting, which I really want to see. That book was fantastic. It's just been a while since I've seen a movie like that, like, and it was really disappointed, like, in that movie.
What's weird is you keep saying that, and I know you didn't like the movie, but I kept looking over at you whenever I would jump in a scene, because I couldn't stop jumping. Like, there was a lot of just quick scares.
There wasn't any scares in that movie.
And it fucked me up, but every time I'd look over when something intense was happening, you had this look on your face to where you were just like,
The thing is, they have lots of promising like things happening. Like they do this really cool kind of static camera shot that I like. Like it just they held a shot and showed you everything in like a blank space, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like the camera wouldn't move, but things in the background would, and I like that a lot. I think that was really cool, you know? What I don't like is the like weird super wide lens that they use. I don't like the color scheme. I really had a problem with like the music. It was so badly paced.
Yeah, you know? The music was really bad. Like I didn't feel what with Insidious and The Conjuring.
Yeah.
The music made all the atmosphere in those movies to me to where like I was fucked up just at sounds.
The thing is, like, sound and music are totally different. This movie didn't have good of either.
Yeah.
The Conjuring doesn't particularly have great music. It's got great sound design. Like, the wood creaking and, like, the sound of footsteps in that movie are really terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, in this movie, it was just kind of like, oh, there's dolls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know, it was kind of stupid. Like, it really bothered me, and I didn't like a lot of like the way they shot it. It tried to feel very retro, but it ended up just feeling bad, like really bad.
Yeah.
It was a terrible quality movie. Like the main girl in it, I've never seen her before. Like I don't know if she's in anything else. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just don't watch it. You know, but she is beautiful.
And, yeah.
Like I would watch other things with her in it, but
just to see that ass.
Well, she was flat of everything, yeah. But she was just gorgeous. She was a very pretty girl. Just
take away from my joke, Danny.
Yeah.
I like saying that ass.
But that's the thing, though. You don't even like girls with ass. You're like a boob dude. No, and even like, then, you like small boobs.
No, I like ass. Yeah, just not as much as you. you knock over cripple for it.
Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no. You're into that, like, white girl thing.
Yeah.
That's not bitch. Sexy. Yeah.
Yeah, basic bitch. You're into the white girl thing.
No, I like love Hispanic white women, now. Women, man. I love white women now. They're phenomenal.
I think I've dated more ethnic women than you have.
That's not true at all. It's only in the last like two relationships I've been in that I started dating white women. Before that, it was like all Hispanic. I dated a few black girls.
Mm-hmm. It is. You got 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I guess we should probably start wrapping it up.
Probably. I'm sorry that I have to cut this episode short.
You should be, Danny. It's all your fault.
No.
And it's not the fact that I slept till 11:30. But yeah, Liz started a new podcast.
Did she?
Yeah, I'm really happy with her, too. Just, like, she went back, and her boyfriend liked the show so much, she's like, all right, maybe we should do this, and she fucking jumped at it. So she has it. I posted it on Dick Pics already. It's Deliberately Dunk.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
See, the thing is, like, I liked her. We had fun doing it.
Uh-huh.
I could never listen to a show with her.
Just because
it's
her
tone of voice, man. I swear to God, like it's so cutting to me.
I don't know. Like that never bothered me.
While I was listening to her talk, you know, I was like, I am enjoying almost everything you're saying. It's
but
just.
If I close my eyes, I'm going to strangle you.
Oh my
you.
God, yeah. Like I was like, it's just her tone of voice. It's so. I feel so bad saying that because she was so nice to us and
yeah.
Like. Super cool to hang out with.
I had a lot of fun with the show.
It was just like, I can't listen to you. I felt so bad.
It's just so, that's so funny. Because like everyone else on the Sweet Action side, they're like, no, fuck this girl. And you're like, but she's delightful.
She was a lot of fun. You know, I can understand why one of them hates her. Like he used to date her. But
yeah.
Like, the other one,
he's a bro.
No, it wasn't that. He told me why he didn't like her,
uh-huh.
And it is by far the most fickle but hilarious thing I've ever heard in my life.
The SpongeBob thing?
No. The SpongeBob thing is funny, but no. I forget. He told me a story about, like, I don't know how much he actually gives a shit about me talking about this, so we'll see if he gets mad at me.
He listens, too.
Yeah, I know, he does.
He's still one of the true listeners.
Yeah, but no, he told me this really funny story where, like, he posted a photo on Instagram, you know, and I forget, somebody used the word traitor, like you're a traitor.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
And they spelled it wrong. They put traitor like Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
And Liz went on and was like, did you mean traitor like traitor, you know?
Uh-huh.
And like, didn't like the photo. She commented, but didn't like the photo. And that made him so angry. But he was just like, what kind of a person does that? And I lost my shit. I thought it was so fucking funny.
How am I supposed to win the Instagram?
Yeah. That made me laugh so fucking hard that I just had such a good time with it. But yeah, that's why he doesn't like her.
Those grammar Nazis, man. They get you every time.
Every goddamn time.
Yep. That's about it, man. Until next week. I know, we should. I mean, like, look, dude, I'm half asleep. I have nothing to say to keep it going. It's all been on you today, too, so if the episode sucks, it's Danny's fault. Yes.
And I really wanted to. I've been wanting to record for, like, a week and a half.
Look, we got 45 minutes in. That's not too bad, dude.
I just, like, I've been wanting to record for so long because so many, like, funny things have happened, and now I forgot about all of them.
Yeah, like, no. We are really behind. But, I mean, like, look, we got the Halloween party coming up. We're both off Saturday. We'll get another episode in early. Yeah. I'm not posting this till tomorrow anyway.
Uh-huh.
Because as soon as you leave, I'm going to jerk off 12 times before I go to work.
Gross.
And then rub it all over your dog. So yes. When you come home,
I'm parked behind you. Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, anyways, you can find us at facebook.com/dickpics or at dickpics.podomatic.com.
Yeah, that's us.
You can email us, give us anything you need at rabbitholepodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Find us on iTunes.
Yeah.
Or if you want to get on the Instagram, you have Danny at
drex418.
And I'm at something there, but I don't really use it, so don't worry
Richard
about it.
Richard.Tanner.94, I think is your name. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, Facebook.
Why 94?
Facebook set me up with something. Apparently, I was the 94th Richard Tanner. And it's just like, every time I hook up with something, I hook it up via Facebook, because I don't feel like trying to memorize shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wasn't born in 94.
I know, I was about to say, like...
There wasn't even a good year in 94. I think that was the year, like, you know, season 3 of Are You Afraid the Dark came out.
Whatever. Man, I went back and watched an episode of that with the young lady.
Some of it holds up.
No, it doesn't. It's bad. It's
nostalgia,
really bad.
All the way.
No, it's terrible. But, okay.
Anyways.
I gotta go get ready for work.
Hit the button. I'm Richard Tanner.
I'm Danny.